Hello and welcome to Our Waking Dream. I'm your host, Coco Swanson. Thanks for being here. I'm a spiritual strategist, mentor, and forever seeker that integrate astrology as a living language of metaphor to create a map of subconscious programming that's moving through me, moving through my clients, moving through the world. I use this map because over the last 5 to 7 years, I found it to be 100% accurate. Yes, I'm a skeptic. Although I'm exceptionally woo-woo and ooey-groovy, everything that I've learned, I've needed to learn through an embodiment to actually live and feel and realize the truth of what I teach through my own experience and the experience of those that I work with. And 100% accuracy is just blowing my mind with astrology. And so why not use a map that's ancient, that's accurate, and that just takes a little stretch of the imagination to learn and to integrate into our lives? This week, I'll be looking at Venus and Jupiter conjunct. That means they're together in the sky in Cancer. It's happening from the 8th through the 15th. It's exact on the 12th. That means we have this window of time. Some of the transits I talk about are a little bit longer. This one's this week-long period in the sky. When Jupiter touches something, I'll just jump in with Jupiter. Whenever Jupiter comes around in the zodiac, it exaggerates whatever it touches. My teacher Fern, one of my main teachers, has taught me about it as Santa Claus. Santa Claus visits, and it exaggerates. The only thing is it really exaggerates both sides of it, exaggerates whatever is highlighted in your experience of that zodiac. So it might highlight the wounds. It might highlight the positive or the more easy and illuminated sides of the zodiac. So this said, it is coming into conjunction with Venus, and both of them are moving forward. So it's not like a time that we need to really revisit, like the retrogrades we have going on in other signs. I mean, with other planets, both Venus and Jupiter are moving forward. And so it's not as much of a time to revisit the themes as to really fully, exaggeratively embody the Cancerian themes and practices this week in order to quantum level up your experience of all things Cancer, Venus, and Jupiter. Jupiter exaggerating. It's a planet that brings gifts to whatever it touches, and the gifts might need to include healing the patterns that are wounded within that zodiac sign, or maybe you're already quite healed in this area and you jump straight into the fantastic expression that feels a little more fabulous in the wounds. And these practices this week will allow you to assess where you're at and to access wherever you're at within Cancerian traits. Venus, let's talk about Venus and then we'll jump into Cancer. Venus is about what you love. It's about what you value. It's how you love, how you like to receive love, how you feel valued. It's a sign of beauty, of, it's a love language. And it's in Cancer, and Cancer is the sign of the Divine Mother. It's the womb. It's how we deeply belong, how we're emotionally nurtured. It's a sign that holds space. If it's in its illumination, if it's not wounded, it's this mama bear resonance. It creates emotional fluency through feeling safe and at home with ourselves and with each other. In its detriment, in its wounded expression, it feels like a victim. There's enmeshment. There's difficulty letting go. We repeat generational trauma, build resentment, have skewed emotional intuition due to murky waters of emotion. So it's important that we access the wounding within this sign this week. It's the 8th through the 15th, really hitting it on the 12th. So we have these next 2 days to really, really dial in with all your Cancerian practices. And so how are you nurtured and nurturing? How are you cared for? And how do you care for others? How are you in relation to holding on to grudges from the past that keep you in emotional cycles? These are the questions to look at this week. I like to do, so first by practice number one. Practice number one is to create and hold safe emotional spaces for yourself and for those that you're with. In order to release emotions, we need to feel safe enough to experience them. We need to drop out of our logic body into our feeling body. And at this point on planet Earth, considering how much trauma, either little traumas or big traumas that we're experiencing, sometimes it's easier to numb ourselves out and keep going, or numb ourselves out and stay in our brain, or stay in our resentment versus feeling the feels and releasing the feels. So first and foremost, how do we hold safe emotional spaces for ourselves and our community? How do you hold space for yourself to feel? To feel and to be. So I drop out of analysis when I'm holding emotional space for somebody. I allow space where I don't need to change anything. Nothing to change. My only purpose is to be. It's like receiving just a solid hug from somebody. And the hug that you can lean into and let your weight go. That's the Cancerian flavor of holding space. What does that feel like for you? Do you have places in your life that you can pause, turn off your devices, and feel? And are you aware when emotions become too big for you to feel on your own? Who are 1, 2, 3 people in your life that you could bring on board to hold spaces for each other to feel? Because we need to land in our form and feel in order to have our souls land in our bodies and feel, in order to start to access the power of emotions. Emotions are contagious. Emotions are silently directing our thoughts. Our thoughts mixed with our emotions are, in my opinion, one of our main superpowers. But right now, our lives and the world have a lot of patterns and a lot of things going on that are almost too ouchy to land in and feel. And so how can you create spaces throughout your day, throughout your hours, that you can feel safely, hug, listen to each other? How can you create space in your days, in your hours, in your moments for you to feel, not analyze, to feel, just to feel, and for others to feel? That's practice number one. Practice number two, I suggest, is a Cancerian somatic release. Soma. The soma is body. Somatic experiencing, thank goodness, is becoming more commonplace in healing arts, because we carry all of our old emotions in our body. So this practice is something where you want to create the emotionally safe place first. So that's why that's number one, because if we start into a somatic release practice, We need to feel emotionally safe. If not, it's not actually safe. We might unleash and unlock too many emotions for us to feel. So creating that safe place and knowing what feels like too much or too little, you can turn the dial up or the dial down on your experience when you're feeling. If anything ever gets too deep, shake it out. Find something that feels really, really, really good, or a person to call that feels good. But with the somatic release, we've got the safe place, right? We have the safe place. Then we turn on tunes that would cause you to feel. And purposely think of, then feel the emotions about something in your life, a circumstance that does not feel good, on purpose. Creating safe place to feel, music on, bring the emotions up. And as soon as you feel the emotions, drop into physical sensation as soon as you feel the emotion. And then be with this. I was practicing this yesterday. I allowed myself to feel something that did not feel good in my life. And then I shifted, and right away, I could feel sensation in my chest. I could feel sensation in my solar plex. And I dropped into the sensation, and then I held the sensation, held my own body, as I'm doing right now. I'm holding my own chest, my own solar plex, and then softened into the sensation. There was a sensation of tightening, a sensation of gardening. When I noticed what I was physically feeling, I was able to hold it, move it, and actually move the emotional energy through my physical sensation. Within 2 to 5 minutes, and it's usually for me within 2 minutes or even less sometimes, the emotion and the sensation shift. So then I do rounds of this, rounds of purposely bringing up something that does not feel good that's happening in my life or I'm imagining might happen. Then I drop right away into the physical sensation and I dance with it. I move with it. I breathe with it in a way that helps the physical sensation, not the emotion. So it's where the emotion is carried in my body is the soma. That's what helps it release, dropping into the sensation, dropping underneath the emotion to the physical sensation. Once the sensation releases, that round is gone. It's done. So you can do as many rounds as you'd like with this. Feeling, bringing up something sticky that needs to have a flush. It's like, where do we need to flush out our emotions? And that we can bring into the soma, into the physical sensation, drop out of analysis. And this, we can do at a personal or collective level. And this can tie in to the third practice, which is deliberate doom scrolling, where I deliberately, I'll tie this into the soma too. So we deliberately scroll, looking for something that's happening in the world, your world, the world at large. It could be happening in Gaza. It could be happening through new administrative choices, say in the country that you live in. For me, it's the US right now. There's some horrific things happening here. It doesn't take long to doom scroll. So I doom scroll until I find something that elicits a terrible emotion in me. I put my phone down. I let myself feel. Just enough feeling to elicit a physical response. For me, as soon as I have emotion, my physical sensation changes. So it's an easy switch of focus. I notice my emotion from my deliberate doom scrolling. And then I drop into my physical sensation. I hold hands on. We all have two powerful healing agents right at the end of our arms called our hands. Anytime you need support, you can boom, put your hands on your body and support as if you were holding a little child, as if you're holding a little puppy, but it's you. It's you. You're the little one that needs holding. And you allow, sense, and feel the physical sensation to change and then shift your emotions on purpose to hold a place of care for those who are in need. So if I'm scrolling and I see a starving child in Gaza, put the phone down, feel the sensation, let the physical sensation move through my form. That's a somatic piece. Then I return to emotional resonance and hold this Cancerian space, imagining, sensing, and feeling that I have the ability to move throughout space. I can go to Gaza from here in my backyard or my patio, and I can hold them. I can express care for a person, a group of people. I can express care. I do this with the whole planet, where I'll feel sad purposefully for something going on in the planet. And then I imagine, sense, and feel the whole planet in between my hands or in my heart. And I pour love, care, and imagining a best case scenario. It's like, what if everyone is taken care of? What if marginalized people or animals, life, is what if our breadth of care encompasses everyone? And then I feel that. I do not want my emotional energy to be hijacked by doom scrolling, because if it's hijacked and I do not reclaim my emotions, then I'm actually participating in worry, in concern. And the last image of a starving child is what gift I'm giving to the world. Instead of the gift of my imagination, the gift of my heart, the gift of the embodiment of caring for those in need. With number one, learning to hold space, safe space, we're able to start feeling. When we start feeling, we're able to release old emotions, release fears, release worry, release resentment, release basically anything that's a thumbs down emotion. How can you hold space for yourself? You drop out of analysis and into the feeling body. If it gets too much, you drop it, because know that we can trigger too much emotion and then it's not safe to feel again. So that like goes against the purpose of this, because we want safe places to feel. But making sure you're keeping an eye on your trauma body or the trauma body of someone you're witnessing, because we can extend that space, that safe, emotional, coherent space to someone else. Hold space for ourselves, hold space for others. Then we have the somatic release of emotions, which happens as soon as we feel the emotion, drop into our sensation, breathe, sense, feel, dance it out. That's one layer. You can do many, many, many layers, because how many layers of thumbs down emotions do you have? That's as many layers of emotional release as you might need. And third, deliberate doom strolling to pause in the scroll, to feel, and to extend the gift of your care to those who are in need on your feed. Because our love travels throughout space, throughout time, and can create this feeling of emotional safety for those who need it, who aren't even in our physical space. So we can help hold space for each other. Jupiter, Venus conjunct, active through the 15th. Tell me how this goes for you. We're still at the launch phase of this podcast. Share it, create community that can also be practicing these together. DM me. This is made for you. Sign up for the newsletter. I'll have an offering each week that's adjunct to this. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This is for you. Mwah. Love you. Love you. Love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love you. Love you. Love you.
Thank you for being a part of our community here at Our Waking Dream. Please make sure to like, subscribe, and share.
Fill my cup and let it overflow. Let it overflow with love.